From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A sell-off in major markets around the world is playing out on Wall Street. In late trading, the Dow plunged more than 400 points. It's now down more than 500 points, or more than 3%. The S&P 500 was down by as much, while the Nasdaq slid more than 3% at one point. The volatility, the result of multiple factors. Investors are worried about a slowdown in the world's second largest economy, China. Beijing is reporting unexpectedly weak manufacturing data. Also wondering about what the Fed will do about raising interest rates. Also, it's August. A lot of people are on vacation, so the results of light trading may be more pronounced. NPR's Jim Zaroli discusses the broader impact on the market.
Well, this has been a really bad week for the stock market. It's basically wiped out all of the gains the market has had this year. The Standard & Poor's 500 index actually fell below 2,000, which is one of the sort of important measures psychologically that investors look to. And this really has happened everywhere, all over the world. It happened in Japan. It happened in London, Frankfurt, and Hong Kong.
NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting. Preliminary tests indicate that the self-proclaimed Islamic State used a chemical weapon during an attack on Kurdish forces in northern Iraq earlier this month. NPR's Tom Bowman reports a senior military official says more testing needs to be done before any solid conclusions can be reached.
The attack occurred on August 11th, not far from the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Mortar rounds fired by ISIS landed near Kurdish forces. After the attack, some of those Kurdish troops said their skin started blistering. Others had trouble breathing and suspected the rounds included chemicals. The U.S. collected some of the mortar fragments and conducted a field test. Here's Brigadier General Kevin Calais.
They showed the presence of HD, or what is known as sulfur mustard. That is a Class 1 chemical agent.
Still, Calais said more detailed tests will be needed to determine the exact nature of the chemical and where it came from. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The White House reports that Fadil Ahmad al-Hayali, the second-in-command of ISIS, has been killed in a U.S. military airstrike. The administration says the operation was carried out earlier this week near Mosul, Iraq. Cries erupt from a crowd of thousands of migrants as Macedonian special police forces fired stun grenades to disperse them. A large influx of migrants who were heading north to the European Union were stuck on the border with Greece after police sealed off the crossing. The Sour Macedonia is again allowing migrants through, but in controlled numbers that local authorities say they will be able to handle. Before the close, the Dow is down 531 points, more than 3% at 16,460. All major market indices down more than 3%. This is NPR. Britain has just released historic top-secret files on the workings of its domestic intelligence service, MI5. Several well-known people were under suspicion for alleged subversive activities. That included Nobel Prize-winning author Doris Lessing, who was monitored for more than 20 years. Larry Miller reports.
MI5 considered Doris Lessing a person of high interest as the result of her openly communist politics and what it described as her fanatical opposition to racial separation in southern Africa. Surveillance began in 1943, even before she left Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, for London, and well before she began writing. Intelligence agents followed her, bugged her phone, read her mail, and rifled her luggage. Lessing's neighbors were informants. Her writings were analyzed for being subversive. Even after Lessing left Britain's Communist Party in 1956, she was still considered to be a risk. MI5 stopped tracking her in 1964, by which time she'd become a successful writer. Lessing died 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Federal safety regulators in the U.S. are investigating reports of defective airbags on some older Honda Accords that may not inflate during a collision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is looking into more than 380,000 vehicles from the 2008 model year. The agency is acting on 19 consumer complaints of failure with certain Honda airbags. In a separate case, the agency is rejecting a request by an electrical engineer to investigate low-speed unintended acceleration in Toyota and Lexus cars. This is NPR.